The Oswego Speedway was covered in dirt this week for the first time since the track was paved back in 1952. As WRVO's Payne Horning reports, it's one of many changes ahead of next month's Super Dirt Week.
At the Oswego Speedway, a different kind of vehicle raced up and down the track. Construction trucks dumped and smoothed out clay across the pavement. It's one of the last remaining changes ahead of the October Super Dirt Week race. It was moved to Oswego for the first time ever after construction on a proposed raceway in Hastings fell behind schedule. At a recent ceremony, Dirt Car Director of Events Jeff Hockman praised the track's employees and Oswego officials for the work they've done to ready the venue.
This is a celebration of the transformation way beyond the clay. This event in this facility will take a shape that probably hasn't been seen by before.
New York State has invested more than $1 million into the Oswego Speedway's renovations. There's a new jumbotron screen and bleachers, and the adjacent camping grounds now have access to electricity and plumbing services. The co-owner of the Oswego Speedway, John Teresi, says the new permanent fixtures will have long-term benefits for the track.
It's opening up opportunities for myself and the city of Oswego and New York State for a lot more big events here.
And if all goes well, Hockman says Super Dirt Week may return to Oswego. For WRVO News, I'm Payne Horning.